Ugandan Army Major Barije Bahoku, a spokesman for the African Union peacekeeping mission in Somalia, known as AMISOM, says he is proud of what the mission has been able to accomplish in Mogadishu since its arrival in Somalia last March. A vanguard force of about 1,500 troops from Uganda has single-handedly secured an area of South Mogadishu that locals now refer to as the Green Zone, a relatively safe area that includes the city's main airport, seaport, and a thriving marketplace. In December, a contingent of about 600 soldiers from Burundi joined the Ugandans, giving AMISOM a much-needed boost in troop presence in the capital. But Major Bahoku says the 2,200 soldiers currently deployed will not be able to make any more progress in the capital or assist other parts of the country without troop reinforcement well beyond the 8,000 level approved by the African Union in January 2007.
I'm afraid today it can't be 8,000. We are actually looking at possibly 20,000. Why? Because if indeed at that time all the countries contributed 8,000, then we would have seized the opportunity and gone into all these areas and do the patrols and help and facilitate people to. We didn't. So what has happened? The opposing forces have gone and mobilized, they have equipped themselves, they have done their propaganda and so on. And so it's now going to be more costly, both in terms of personnel and also resources.
Islamist insurgents opposed to Somalia's Ethiopia-backed interim government and the presence of Ethiopian troops in the country have waged a violent 15-month insurgency, especially in Mogadishu. In recent months, they have gained new recruits and have claimed more territory, turning several major districts into insurgent strongholds. They have also spread out from the capital and established regional bases, using them to launch hit-and-run attacks on Ethiopian and government troops, military posts, and government-held towns. Major Bahoku says the deteriorating security situation requires urgent action by the international community. He insists a stronger backing for the underfunded mission could enable several thousand more AMISOM troops to be sent here quickly.
The 2,000 have only created, a green zone for south of Mogadishu. So what happens north Mogadishu, east and west Mogadishu? You may need a similar figure for each of those areas. Very many countries by now would have deployed. You know why they haven't deployed? Lack of logistics. So what they can do is to support AMISOM. Give contributing countries support, logistical support, and then we'll do the job.
AMISOM initially carried a six-month mandate to secure Mogadishu and help Somalia's internationally recognized but weak secular government establish control after 6 months of Islamist rule. Islamist leaders abandoned the capital after an Ethiopia-led offensive routed their fighters in December 2006. African Union soldiers from at least half a dozen countries were supposed to have been deployed and then replaced by a UN peacekeeping force when the mandate expired. Alicia Ruvioe News, Mogadishu.